Well, maybe this is where it all went wrong. Maybe this is where the boy mum stuff started, because she became so... I just think there's an element here, and I have been out with men that have kids, that with men with boy mum mums, and they're another breed. Like, we always get dilemmas about these women that are just, they want to shag their own son. I'm not saying Victoria wants to do that. They do.
We did hear one thing, though.
I'm not... If you're watching YouTube,
someone
then you know.
Someone told us. Yeah, if you're watching YouTube, that it's...
So, if you're not watching YouTube,
but
then...
God knows him. He's probably paid someone to start that remake. Say if that. I was a man, I'd pay someone. I'd be like, yo, there's... Yeah, it's a grand go round telling everyone I've got a monster willy. Thing. Like,
careful, guys. Watch what you're doing. Don't believe everything you say.
Or go and do whatever you want and blame it on Grog.
I did think that as well. I thought that. I could black that.
No, we're not condoning that.
We're not condoning that. Sorry, guys. No. Right.
Welcome to Nip Tuck. We are... ready to chat to you guys about some burning topics. Like, we have got a lot to what's the word?
Unpack. Now, you guys asked and we did listen. We delivered as always. So if you want to watch the full episode on a Wednesday, our YouTube is at Nip Tuck Podcast.
Subscribe,
please, so that you don't miss it. And then if you want even more, you can actually watch our bonus episodes over on Patreon as well.
Exclusively. Ad-free on Patreon.
Yeah.
Right, let's crack on. What have we got coming up today?
Right, we need to talk about Beckhams. Like, that's burning. As soon as that came out, I was straight onto Patreon. So, Beckhams, we've got... Are we going to say the person's name? There's somebody in the press at the minute that we're going to talk about. I don't want to say his name yet. Are we going to say his name? Dunno.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about meal deals.
Yeah.
I love a meal deal. Yeah. And the nation does
We've
as well.
We've got two inside bits of information
that have come
from really valuable sources.
That we're going to put on the pod, obviously.
On two different subjects. We've got some tea on Stephen Bartlett and we've got some tea on the Beckham drama.
We have.
So, and they've been hand-delivered to us by people we know. So you heard it here first.
So sit down. If you're in the car, get ready.
Get ready in the car.
Get ready to listen.
Okay.
Get ready to listen. Put your heating just right and let's begin.
I mean, preferably, if I was a Nip Tuck listener, the kids would be in bed. I would have my fire on. I would be under my blankie and I would have a thin stem glass of chicken wine and YouTube on because I want to see our reactions.
Yeah, do you know what? I think so many people wanted to watch us, didn't they? Like, they care.
I mean, I get it. We're
very watchable.
Expressionate.
Not when I've had my Botox tomorrow, I will not be expressionate. Expressionable. Expressiony.
Expressionable?
Anyway. Expressionist.
Don't know. Anyway, right. The Beckhams. So, God knows where we're at now because we're recording this 2 days post statement.
Yeah.
No.
We're a bit with our records at the minute, we're not exactly real time, but we will be again soon, won't we? We'll be back into the real time. Right. Bloody hell. So we have just seen the statement. As soon as I heard it, I went onto Patreon and all the girls were like,
five pages long. I mean, it was clearly, it will have been a curated.
Do you think he wrote any of it?
Yeah. I think he was, rah, this is what I want to get up my chest.
Yeah.
My 26-year-old tattooed chest. And then someone was like, right, let's debunk this a tiny bit and make it. Because it did look like a Facebook mum kind of thing.
It did.
You know, when you see on your da-da-da-da-da, boo, when you see some text.
Long text.
I didn't want to have to do this, but.
And you're like,
popcorn me the fuck up.
Yeah.
Get me the wine. I'm ringing my friends.
We've been all waiting for this. So from what, if you don't know, I'd say for what, 6 months to a year now,
it's giving British council estate Facebook drama.
Yes. Something's been going on. There's been unfollowing.
Brewing.
Do you know what I love? I love the fact that you can find out whether people get on by whether they follow each other. Like, we don't need we don't need to do anything. We'll go and we'll check. And if you still follow each other, then you're good. And if you don't, then you're not.
Yeah.
So, Vicky, people unfollowed. There was drama. We didn't know what happened. He wasn't at any of the events.
We don't need to go too over this.
We don't know, but
knows.
Something was going on. And then his statement has dropped. Right, so.
What have you heard?
I have seen a lot of support for Victoria. And they're all off boy mums. Right? and I think this is a theme. I think she is somebody put she's boy mum final boss.
Yeah.
And I think that says a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what's right or wrong, but I do believe that the entire thing is giving boy mum. I just think it's giving boy mum.
And I think maybe to go out with David Beckham, you'd kind of have to have that boy mum vibe.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to go and watch football games.
Yeah, yeah. But,
like, even when I was going out with a footballer, I refused to go and watch football games.
I'd probably go just for the clout and just be like, look at me. With my
footballer. I probably would now.
For some pictures, and I'd be like, look at me supporting my man.
But, I mean, like, you've been brought up around, like, yeah. They've been together, what, how long? Like, 25 years, is yeah. it? Is it 25?
A long time.
A long time. So she's been around boys and football and like, sporty
like breastfeeding
stuff.
Them as well, probably.
No, she absolutely will not.
She's a boy mum, though.
Them.
I mean, like.
Do you know she never had a pram?
Really?
Victoria Beckham never had a pram.
Allegedly, or?
No, she carries her children. And she, do you not remember? She used to get slated for carrying the babies and she'd wear like really high heels.
Well, maybe this is where it all went wrong. Maybe this is where the boy mum stuff started because she became so. I just think there's an element here. And I have been out with men that have kids, that with men, with boy mum mums. And they're another breed. Like, we always get dilemmas about these women that are just, they want to shag their own son. I'm not saying Victoria wants to do that. They do. They do. We all get the dilemmas in. I've read them, girls. And I think this is just an accelerated boy mum situation.
Like boy mum on steroids.
Boy mum on steroids. Boy mum with millions. Boy mum with a huge brand. Boy mum, it's just all accelerated. Yeah. But if you deep it and if you take away all that, it's basically the mother-in-law's made the wedding about them, which a lot of them
know,
do.
I don't know. So I saw our mate Lucy Cave was on Good Morning Britain talking about it. And did you watch her video that she did on Instagram?
I saw her stories.
Yes. So basically, the maths just isn't matting. And I don't have a side yet, but I want to talk about it all. Like, I don't know. And by the way, none of this is fully fact-checked.
None of it.
We don't have a clue what we're talking about. The time when the Mark Antony thing happened was at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
When he got on stage. So basically, there was like 500 people at that wedding or something.
Someone's got the video.
No, but you.
He's got it, apparently.
These are two sides, okay? Okay. Side one. There was X hundred people at that wedding. Would Brooklyn really say this if it wasn't true?
Because
everyone saw it.
Okay, yeah.
And those people that were there are the people closest to you, and they're really the only ones I'd give a shit about.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And you wouldn't want to look a liar to them.
Exactly. But okay. Then. Someone managed to get hold of the wedding, like, line of events. And Mark Antony's speech or song or whatever the fuck it was scheduled for like 11 p.m. at night. And everyone was like, the first dance would have happened well before that.
Okay. So the timeline's not adding up. Also, by 11 o'clock, I
wasted.
Would be
shit-faced. Yeah, so I'd be like,
I potentially would twerk on Tommy at 11 p.m.
Yeah,
like I might. Like, do you know what I mean? Though by 11 o'clock, I'm sure.
She's only that big as well. She could probably say one Sauvignon Blanc,
half a Xanax.
We all saw the time she pissed herself. Bless her.
I didn't see that. Yeah, she did a wee.
Did you see that?
No. It's
so
just
we
confirmed.
Listen.
Yeah. Get the video.
Fair.
Listen, Victoria. By the way, please. I really love Victoria. I'd love to be on your PR list as well because I actually am a huge advocate. Victoria Beckham beauty.
Anyway,
so basically, like, there's those things.
Okay. My thought then is, if there were so many people there, would she be so inappropriate? Or by that time, was she so wasted? Because it happens. I have done some things that I would not be proud of.
Victoria, he got married very young.
Yeah, well, that was silly.
So another layer to this, and I actually talked about it on. It was when Lucas was still our producer, right? And do you not remember? This was like years ago. I was listening to the podcast about how they were suing their wedding planner.
Right, okay.
And I came in and I remember I was listening to it in that old car park. And it was so juicy.
So Brooklyn and Nicole were suing.
So Brooklyn and Nicola. Yeah, right. They got married in this huge, 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 huge wedding, and they sacked their wedding planners like not long before the wedding, and then they sued them.
So is this?
But then the wedding planner countersued them, and because the case went to the High Court, they got the WhatsApp messages, and the WhatsApp messages are actually, they were fucking crazy, like. Crazy. Anyway, I went back. I was talking about this to one of my friends, and I went back, and it's all been deleted.
Has it?
It's all gone.
So, does that give us the vibe that they're a bit of a fucked up couple? I think there's a degree.
But he got married when he was like 23.
I think anyone that's born into that life from the very beginning.
And also, she's like 7 years older than him.
What I will say is,
cougar.
I think she's absolutely stunning, beautiful. By the way, not that that's got anything to do with him.
He's not bad as well.
He looks like Victoria, doesn't he? He's fit. I'd say he's quite. Would he be fit if he was just a randomer? Probably not.
Absolutely.
Do you think?
Well, absolutely.
So my thought is there is a little bit of it. A lot of people are saying it's giving nepo baby.
Yeah,
so it's giving like spoiled brat. You've been brought up in the most wonderful, with the most wonderful things. You wouldn't have a cookbook or whatever he fucking did. All your opportunities, you are where you are because of the brand that your parents made. Now, I actually agree and I understand that they wanted to protect their brand. This brand has gone on for years. It's going to pass money down generational. They've worked all their lives for the Beckham brand.
Well, don't call your kid Beckham then.
I can kind of understand, though.
If you're going to try and take the name off them.
No, but I don't think it was. I think what I think it might have been is more that they, as a couple, can't use the Beckham brand for their stuff. I think that's what they were trying to do with which is quite normal. If you look at prenups, if you look right at high, this is, she's a billionaire.
Yeah, like I couldn't be like, hi, Eddie Stu.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what I mean is when you've got a brand that is so big and so thingy, they have to protect it. So I don't think it's that unusual that as part of the prenup, it was like, look, they're not saying you can't be called Beckham, but what they were saying is you can't use the Beckham name for advertising.
Like what they did with the Royals.
Because, to be fair, what if Nicola decided to wave a dildo around or something really
and call it the Beckham
and call it the
banger.
Beckham, but I'd have a banger off Beckham. Fucking hell, any of them. So my thought is actually that's not unusual, and I'd say it's quite sensible to protect the brand that you've spent 20 years working on, that somebody can't go and make a Beckham banger. Do you get what I think? That's fair.
Yeah, I get that, but I don't think that's the issue.
No.
I think it's the fucking childhood trauma. It's the control.
What is that? I've not got to that yet.
This is the...
Oh, could have been sweat. Could have been sweat. A little... There is urine there. She might have a bad
She's had four
She's
kids.
Had four kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no, what I mean is that in his statement, in his statement, he did mention the fact that they tried to take... And I think that's not a big deal. Now, let's move on to... the childhood trauma, because we've got a bit of tea on Patreon from that, haven't we?
No, it's not off Patreon, it's off WhatsApp.
Is that because there's a page? No, there's one on Patreon as well.
Oh, is
the school
there?
One? Yeah.
Oh, go on. Someone I know was at a wedding that they were at when he was a baby, and they did say that it was a bit odd.
So, I can't find the actual message, and it's probably good that I can't, but basically, somebody in Patreon said that their best friend's cousin, listen, went to school with Brooklyn. And it was a kind of school where everybody was
famous
or something. And they said...
Where do you find these schools?
Yeah, I want to go. You need to send Saskia. And they said that he was very quiet, very reserved, didn't have any friends, like very unusual... not good, and all these other people were also of a certain level, and he just didn't interact with anybody, which could lead to perhaps what he's saying about the childhood stuff being potentially true.
But it is true, like she was in the era when Victoria was really, really, really famous. Like, do you remember that fucking World Cup was like a circus?
Yeah.
By the way, the World Cup is soon. Megan, you better step up for us.
You better wee your pants.
We are going to be watching for the outfits. I hope she's started curating them now.
Is it the World Cup already? It's just been.
No, that was the Euros.
But bye, like I Mom. Always say, unless I'm married to one, it's of no interest to
Oh,
me.
We will be interested in the World Cup. This That's one. Huge.
Okay.
We're going to watch it all.
Okay, then.
I might get the cinema screen in my garden again.
So, the thing you said about the wedding?
Yeah.
Can I pick the odd little bit out of it? Because I feel like you didn't say enough.
One thing that I'm about to say now with this is basically when she was at the height of her fame was when she just had him, her first son, right? And that was like the Princess Diana fucking getting chased
Very
in
invasive.
The car time. Horrendous.
Awful.
So I do kind of think, right, let's strip it back a bit. You think he's saying like, oh, I didn't have a choice on my life. I just got thrown into it. But then at that time, you couldn't cover your kid's face yourself.
That you couldn't give
and
them privacy.
And she might have thought, do you know what? I'm going to take a family picture and put it out there myself so that they're not chasing me down the road trying to get a picture of my son.
Yeah, it was a different type.
Right?
And also
so I just don't know, like, what was she meant to do? What, be like a blanket Michael Jackson thing?
At that time, there was no way around it. And what I will say, I might have missed things here because I can't say it's like the forefront of my thoughts over the past year, few years, but I wouldn't say she pimps her kids out. I would say they've chosen to do.
Harper, definitely not.
No, I wouldn't. But
Isn't
it always the firstborn?
But no, but I wouldn't say, from what I've seen, wouldn't say that the Beckhams, David and Victoria, push their kids into the limelight. It looks very much to me like Brooklyn chose to do a cookery thing.
Do you know
he's used off the back of it all.
Do you know how much they cost? Something like £1 million per episode.
So he's used that when it suited.
I mean, let me fact
And then
check
not
it.
When it didn't suit.
Lucas, fact check it. Because I heard that each cookery programme, they had to employ 62 members of staff for, and it costs something like...
Another thing that we've not touched on is the dress.
$100,000.
$100,000 per episode.
So not a million. But we know...
A lot.
It's whatever Ashley says, divide it or times it by 10, depending which way it is.
So the dress thing, she did do an interview on her own Nicole. That's what we're going to call her to annoy her. Nicole. That's such a mother-in-law thing to do.
Yeah. See, so what I mean? A lot of this is mother-in-law shit, just on steroids.
Nicole. She did speak to a magazine, Lucas, if you can fact check the line of this. And she said to the magazine, it was just really sad because I thought it'd be really special for my mom-in-law to do my dress and then... her ulterior like forgot to come to the appointment so we couldn't make it happen. And she said that in an interview while ago.
So that's probably true. It's giving fucking boy mum again. Don't want her to look that good.
Then seven of the other guests had her dress on, Victoria Beckham dresses on.
Of course they did.
But also...
I have seen an article somewhere where they said it wasn't going to be ready or it wasn't available in time.
That's bullshit. What did you think of the satin slip, silk slip?
Not very much.
But as a bride, would you be like, it was a camisole dress.
Yeah. Well, that's the look she wanted. I wonder what Vicky would have made for her. I would have liked to have seen the prototype. What she was going to wear.
No, I mean what Victoria wore.
Oh, Vicky wore. Didn't see it, can't remember.
A satin like slip dress.
She's VB. She can do what she wants.
I mean, if you got on with her, you'd be like, yeah, go mom,
you're looking great.
But if you're not getting on with her, then you'd be like,
it's interesting anyway.
Anyone
who's got any more
inside
info,
tea, send it in. But next up, we need to talk about Stephen Bartlett.
Right, are we gonna say his name in it? Well, it's on the press anyway, so...
I asked the person who we got this story off if we can talk about it, and they said, yes, you can talk about it because there was hundreds of people that witnessed it.
I, when this convo was going on, was probably, like, doing something weird and didn't get it all, so I want you to tell me this story from the beginning.
Right, so basically, Stephen Bartlett's done this podcast where he says... that birth rates have declined because of women, basically. And it's not fair on men that they can't have their own children. And
says a man.
Alongside that, in the news at the minute, abortion rates are up with like people our age.
Right, okay.
They're at an all-time high in the
really?
UK. Because people can't afford...
Well, I was thinking more, do you think it's because people don't want to use contraception as much, so they're getting caught out a little bit more?
That could be one of the reasons.
Because a lot of us are pulling away from that.
What they put it down to was cost of living. Okay. And then what they've put the birth rate down to is cost of living again. And like all these girls were doing TikToks and they're like, why would I want to have a baby when I can just go on holiday and spend my money on what I want to do until I find the right person?
Makes
like
sense.
I get it. So anyway, they've been slandered for this podcast, which, right. you know, they might have thought it was coming across one way. It's not. It's fallen on its arse.
And did he say it, or was it an expert?
There was two of them on it. What's the name of the other guy, Lucas? Chris something? Don't know.
Okay, I'm not going to kill him for that, because I feel like sometimes we do say things.
He's got no kids.
It comes across
wrong.
Does
he understand how hard it is, or the expense of it? Like,
well,
is
yeah,
he a normal person?
World.
Has he
yeah.
ever been?
Yeah, okay.
So then it got me thinking about the time when Molly May, like, she, that was her first podcast she ever did.
Should have done ours.
And it didn't do well for
it
her.
It caused her, I can't even imagine the amount of stress that caused
She's
her.
Said... Because I've asked her to come on here and she said, I don't do podcasts.
Don't blame
her. Or her team have said she doesn't do podcasts. But I don't really think what she said is that horrendous.
I think the problem with what she said isn't with what she said. It's with the fucking people that took it the wrong way in some way.
So what was it? 24 hours. We all have 24 hours in one day or something along those lines. 24
hours. But people say everyone's got the same 24 hours as Beyonce. And that's a cool thing to say. That's like a slay, but then
Molly
when Melly May says it,
no,
it's not slay.
It was not slay. So bless her soul, right? And it was at the time when she had just done this big collab with PLT.
Mm-hmm.
And I had friends that were at this event. And basically, again, please, everyone, like, this is allegedly, okay? Settle down.
So is this a recent thing or a while back? I thought this was recent, this piece of... Ah, oh, okay.
So it was during the time of this PLT thing, and it was just after the podcast, and everything was just a little bit raw. And he turned up wearing a jacket like this mm-hmm. kind of vibe. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see what I mean. But it's like a utility-style jacket, okay? So he turns up to the PLT fashion show. There's all kinds of press there. There's all kinds of celebrities there. Molly is showcasing this range that she's worked really mm-hmm. hard for. And it was really gorgeous as well. Do you remember?
Yeah, she did a lovely range.
She did. And he takes his jacket off on the red carpet.
Oh, yeah.
And it says 24 hours
on
it. And he was meant to have a front row seat.
I hope they put him in the fucking toilet.
They did. So they said...
No.
You're not sitting at the front with that foot after you've just pulled that. Like, the whole pressing will be around him. And, like, you are not sitting at the front, probably distracting
and
everyone.
Also, don't be a twat.
Well, so anyway, they said that they tried to ask him to take the T-shirt mm-hmm. off and put his jacket on.
Just zip your jacket up, mm-hmm. mate.
And then they said, well, you're going to have to leave.
Good.
No, you're not sitting at the front then. That was it. You're not sitting at the front then. And then he said, well, I'm getting out if I'm not sitting at the front. And they were like, okay,
there's
bye.
The door. I have had...
That's knob behaviour.
I have had numerous feedback.
We did hear one thing, though.
I'm not. If you're watching YouTube,
someone
then you know.
Someone told us. Yeah, if you're watching YouTube, that it's...
So, if you're not watching YouTube,
but
then...
But God knows him. He's probably paid someone to start that remake. If
that.
I was a man, I'd pay someone. I'd be like, yo, there's a grand. Go around telling
everyone
I've got
I've
a monster willy.
Thing.
Like...
Dappy, remember? We've seen Dappy.
No, I've
though.
Seen that. Like,
And
that was before AI. That was before AI.
I've heard... lots of things about him, and I predict, and I don't like to say this because we slag it off when people say it about women, but I predict a downfall. Because maybe not a downfall, but just a realization. Because I think the problem with society is everyone just went straight up his ass. He did some podcasts and it was like, everyone straight up his ass. But you never know what
I
people
never
really
listened
like.
To that podcast because
I listened to one about sex because I thought I wanted to hear what it was about.
We knew a lot of stuff
bits and bobs
because there's a lot of people in Manchester that have worked in the industry that we're in the same.
Mm-hmm. But I think you can't hide. If you are a little bit of a knob, you can't hide from that forever.
Like
I'm fucked. Uh-oh.
No, you're not a knob.
No, I'm not a knob.
I'm sorry, but would you be able to walk into
and
Molly
do that
May's
to someone.
Fashion show and wear that top? That's fucking
mean.
Mean.
Mean. And it's centre
like,
of attention shirt.
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, all these
mates
go,
no,
good one. Yeah, no. So that's what we've heard and we will see. And if he wants, you know, I don't know. Let's just
welcome. Diary of an N-O-B. Not
Diary of an N-O-B.
Anyway, that's enough about us slagging people we don't even know of.
Which is what we always say not to
we're
do.
Like, that's really mean so when someone does it to us. That's so
you
horrible.
Don't even know me. That's us passing opinion on things we know nothing
kind.
About. That's us not being kind. But whatever, we're allowed to do what we want.
Right,
it's our podcast.
Okay, next thing
what
is
are you putting
this.
On your, what are you putting on?
Here we go, guys.
Oh,
YouTube
I've put that
guys.
On today.
This is the Hourglass Translucent Powder.
I put that on today.
And it is shade Vanish Airbrush Powder, translucent powder in medium. But I don't like the poof that it
I
comes
don't use
with.
Their poof. I use a different
I
poof.
Use the Be Perfect Katie Daly poof.
It's
because
big.
It's a very big poof, but we need a do you know, like, yeah. You're a big poof.
I knew that was fucking coming. I fucking knew it.
Anyway.
Why are gay jokes
with gay Lucas
jokes
so
funny? And they're not. And again, be kind. Why is it so funny? It just is. It just, do you know
well,
what? I've just had
no,
this vision.
We were just talking about someone else that's not very kind.
What?
Yeah.
Well, us today.
Us. I've just had this vision of like somebody selling something and they're like, and then with it comes a big poof and then there's a little picture of Lucas. Sorry. Right, okay. Who's not kind? Who are we? Yeah. She's dirt.
Not nice.
Mm-mm.
Not a nice
anyway.
Person. Right. So grok. Basically, there's this thing called grok.
Oh, I saw Callie going on about this.
Yeah, explain that video.
So, girl I know, I actually met her.
Callie Jane.
Here's the backstory.
She's stunning.
Beautiful. I met Callie Jane in Ibiza. And Mario Falcone was...
Mario Falcone.
I've got a selfie with him. He was, I don't know now because I don't look, I've not
Is
seen him.
Fit?
Oh, fucking hell, yeah. I've not seen him. This
He's
was,
married with two kids
Yeah,
now.
Like this was, I was 24. This is 11 years ago. And I actually
Is this
met
your
her,
Mazza?
I actually met her in Ibiza. And I think she was seeing him, don't alleged. Yeah, it was in the paper, so yeah. And she was gorgeous then, but not been on Love Island. And I remember looking at her and thinking, you're going to be
famous
or on something. Anyway, lovely, lovely
Didn't
girl.
Did she have a kid with that Lewis guy?
Yeah, with the gums.
Hey?
With that, he got loads of shit for the receding gums. For the yeah.
And he's got a kid with a girl that
Called
I
Chloe,
know that's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Oh, how's he got them? Sorry, again,
he must have
be kind.
Sorry, must have gifted the gab. Anyway,
this
so
isn't
Callie,
good, is it Lucas?
Callie
Sorry.
Has.
We'll
stop.
We're in a bitchy. I'm in a real bitchy,
really
mood.
Bitchy mood. Callie has gone out there and been an advocate for a lot of women's
About
issues
men.
And a lot of deep fake stuff because she actually
she's
had
got such
videos
a pretty
of her.
Face, yeah.
Well, they've been putting it on a banging body too. Let me tell you.
No.
So they've been using her face and basically putting it in deep fake porn, so it looks like it's her. It looks like it's her. That could go around to her little girl's school, and they would think that was her. Like it looks like her. So she's done a lot about that. She does a lot of. She's an ambassador for glamour, I think it is. She's very womeny.
I think that the stuff with Callie's been going on for
a long time,
but now this grok stuff has taken it like to the next level. And Catherine Ryan was talking about it on her podcast. Guys, listen, her podcast is fabulous. If you enjoy ours, you'll enjoy hers.
Yeah.
And she is a really good friend
She
of
is
ours.
A lovely woman.
Lovely woman.
Genuine.
Like, a kind, nice
She has
person.
A kids range called Preppy that I still, every now and again, I think I need to order some. It's like...
Have you not tried it?
No.
I ordered it off of Cardo and I didn't know that she had anything to do with Preppy. It's called Preppy Skin. Sorry, we're deviating. But basically, the strawberry whipped shower stuff, me and Saskia go through it. I use it to shave with. It smells like a smoothie. Ooh. It's clean ingredients, but so it smells gorgeous. It and also, they do a soap, which is like jelly. And the kids love it.
Yeah.
So there's blue range, which is the coconut, and the pink one is the strawberry one. There's a lime one, but the pink one is my favourite.
She got involved with it, didn't she?
It's
she
on a Cardo as well, so it's really easy to order.
Anyway, but, yeah. Back to Grok.
So Catherine was saying that she did a show a few weeks ago, and a fan was waiting outside the door for her, and he had this naked picture of her.
No.
And he was like, please, will you sign this? And she was like, no, like, that's not me. And he was just like, what? That's not you?
He thought it was.
Well, Catherine said her body doesn't look as good on the deep fake stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, because they don't actually know what you're... Unless you're like Bianca Sassori, then they're not going to know. Like,
that'd piss me off even more. If there was a deep fake and it looked worse.
That's what she said. So anyway, she was like, I'm not signing it, blah, 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 blah. And then she got into like the Grok stuff. And basically... This is why you shouldn't show your kids. They get one picture of your kid's face. I really think that showing your kids...
I thought you showed Saskia the other day. I was actually going to mention this. Or was it just the side of her?
Side and blurred it out.
I was going to mention this. I saw it and I thought, oh!
Now, do what you want. It's totally up to you. But with the rise of all of this, I just think...
Dangerous.
Once it's done though.
She's out there.
Exactly. And she was saying that with this Grok, it's not only like sexualized stuff, but you can do really weird things like make them look dead. Like make a person look dead or like beat them up.
So what it's doing so is people with psycho tendencies are able to live that fantasy out, which then can turn into more. You watch like there was it 20,000 Police Custody? Do you remember the did you watch that?
I watched the new one last night.
I didn't watch that, but did you watch the one?
We love 24 Hours.
Love 24
the
end crawl.
No, it's been there's loads of them that have been deleted.
Really?
They were supposed to show certain people's faces on the last one that went out. And now these people have had to go into witness protection.
Oh, that's not good. But do you remember the one, right? We need to talk about this in two, but we'll lead on to that with the little bit of Scally chat again. But do you remember there was the one, did you watch it when the young lad was addicted to computer games and then he went out and stabbed someone?
With the curly hair one.
Yeah. So this all, and he didn't give a fuck.
Did not give a fuck.
This all started with visual, with the watching it, shooting, killing. And then he obviously had an issue, of course.
Like Grand Theft Auto
and it got
vibes,
worse and worse.
Yeah.
So this is a way that if you're already a fucking psychopath and you have a dream of shagging a dead body, it's feeding it. It's making it more accessible. It's feeding that desire. And then you could like kill someone, look at it, like, oh, right, I'm going to go and do that now. Like, it's that side of it is so fucking dangerous with people with mental health problems. But then there's the side of
if
porn.
Someone like showed my mum a deep fake thing of me, she'd believe that it was me.
Yeah.
We spoke about this back when with Lucas when I was telling you about those calls, and because we've got podcasts, people could literally within an hour be able to make our voice up.
Say whatever.
Like, because we're recorded, you know, we talk about don't put that out, we've fucking out.
Yeah.
They could ring our parents and just sit and type it, like, and I need money now, mum, I've had a car crash. Yeah.
My dad, need a password.
My dad got a text, like, pretending to be me and trying to say that, you know, I needed money and needed
that went round. Did he believe it?
He says no, but I've always been a bit hesitant.
He said no, but raw. He just didn't want
my
to
my dad to text back, fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, well, my dad.
Literally.
If my dad texts back, there'd be a bigger problem than that. Fucking hell.
Stupid husband.
Jesus. So, careful, guys. Watch what you're doing. Don't believe everything you say.
Or go and do whatever you want and blame it on Grok.
I did think that as well. I thought that. I could back that.
No,
say I.
Well, yeah, no, say we're not condoning that.
We're not condoning that. Sorry, guys.
No, right. We're not
it
saying
was
that.
No, like that guy on TikTok where he goes like, I'm sorry that you witnessed that last night in the bar. AI's gotten really crazy.
Yeah, you could literally, that wasn't me. Anyway, just be careful, guys. That's all we have to say.
But I do think, you know, there's that like porn that you can shag with those goggles on. Mm. I think, I'm sorry, that's giving ick. Like, I don't mind you watching porn. I don't mind you using your wank bank. But when you doing that is giving shagging a sex doll.
Do you think you do that?
You do.
Do you do that? No, you've tried it. You pervert.
No, my mate got some virtual reality. This is years ago. Got some of those goggles.
Yeah.
And he was like, and I was like, you're a weirdo. And he's like, look, just try it. And I mean, I wasn't doing anything. I just, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I could see how people could get into it.
Really? Was it good? Did it genuinely
but
feel?
It's a real person, but it's just the point of view. It's
right. So, can I ask you something? Would you feel like a right knob?
With your floppy cock in your hand, having to take your glasses off?
Would you be wanking whilst in through the glasses watching?
Well, you can get devices that attach. For the record, again.
Oh yeah, no, that's that one that. That Lalo one, the wanky device.
The pussy thing.
Yeah. It's not for me. I've never done it since, like hand on heart. But
you could understand.
I could understand how people could get into it. It's not for me, but I could.
So would you be, for example, bumming somebody and you'd watch it and you could see the bumming and you'd
wank?
It was
a woman, to be fair. My mate was straight, so.
And would you be thrusting?
Well, I didn't do that. I don't know. I didn't
I'm
go
just
into that
really
detail.
Interested in it.
Well, if you've done it, let us know.
I haven't.
Let us know.
I was like, I haven't. Yeah, let us know if you've done it.
I can't get into Pornhub at the minute. It's very
annoying.
Can I
just tell you something? Do you know when I last masturbated?
When?
I don't even know. It's been that long. I'm going to say months and months and months. Months. Don't do it.
Why?
Don't have time. Don't have the inkling. Just, if I've got,
I think I was like yesterday.
No, I just don't do it anymore.
Chicky, chicky, why?
Under my electric
blanket. Me and James are talking
about 1 o'clock because she got a bit angry.
How do I say this without it being, I don't think I can.
What?
I did something and then the result wasn't as much as would be expected of the result that happened. And I was like, you've had a wank. And he was like, yeah, every day. I was like,
Where does he do it?
Well, we got onto this because I feel
on
like...
On a building site with the lads. in me brew.
In me brew. In your brew.
Like that doctor.
I feel like in a shower, I'm all right with. I was like, do it in the shower, clean yourself off. I was like, you don't do it like on the fucking bed, do you? And he was like, no. And I was like, you do.
How does he have time with all of you in the house?
It makes it even more weird. I don't know. But in the shower, I get it. But I just think... I'm all right with that, but not anywhere.
Or does he do it in his work van on the way to work we go?
Fuck knows, we'll have to ask him.
Indicate left, wank right.
Anyway, we have rattled. We have rattled on. Let's go to a break. So,
we're back after the break.
Now, I spoke about grannies taking... Grannies and grandpas, people in old people's venues.
And I was like, shut the fuck up.
They do.
But I think they do.
THC and spliffs.
So this is what you lot said.
And weed vapes.
This is what you guys said about it. So somebody said, my granddad once tricked my nan, who suffered with osteoarthritis and was in pain a lot. He got her a space cake and honestly, she had one and practically floated down the stairs. It was brilliant. It is meant to be good for pain.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
And then someone else says, yes, my nan used to smoke it to help her with her MS pain.
Everyone's saying it's true, it's true. They go and meet their dealers and they deal it to each other at like groups and stuff.
What? Someone else has put my grandma does. And then somebody's written to me, I've never seen Liz smoking weed. Fact about my mum.
Talk about her bum implants?
Yes, no. Like, focus on the smoking, granny smoking crack, for fuck's sake. So people did say it was a thing. And then the other thing that we fucking need to talk about. So... we mentioned Scallies. Right, can I just tell you how awkward? Because honestly, you might not think it. We don't deep the clips. We don't overthink anything. We come, we talk, forget about it. Lucas comes to us with clips, like, yeah, all good. But then actually, it comes into practical real life and it haunts you what you actually said and you remember that you said it. Me and James went for a Sunday roast and we were sat there and then I went to the toilet, so he was like scrolling on his phone. I came and sat down and he was like a Scally, do you? I was like... oh, something gone on Nip Tuck? He was like, oh yeah. I was like, it was Ashley more than me. And he was like, it's not Ashley talking. I was like, no. Ashley was basically saying, he was like, I'm watching it. So we sat about to have a roast
I'd batter Ad for that.
And God bless how chill he is. And he was like, I'm not a scally. I was like, no, but you've got like the cauliflower ears. You've got like a roughness to you.
He is a bit of a scally.
But he's not like the scally we were talking about, like with the full tracksuit and the curly hair. So then what happened is a scally, a real life scally, got in touch.
Oh my God.
A real life one in HM, what's it called? HMP.
And he was like 12.
And he was in prison and he messaged Ashley.
Saying, I'll be your scally.
So we had a look.
And he's in prison.
And we had a little look. And Lucas, you thought he was fit.
Well, he's not in prison anymore.
How do you know?
Well, Lucas because of his... I went on his Instagram and had a look.
Oh, is he out now?
Yeah.
Do you remember when that wanted guy got in touch with us?
The fit felon, and he was buzzing that we'd been on the pod, Now, another thing that I just have to mention. So somebody screenshot this to me when we were talking about the scallies, and... You need to listen to this. So do you remember the guy that I used to go out with? Guys, if you're long-term people, you'll know it was about... It was lockdown.
4 years ago.
It was a bad time. We all know about that narcissist.
4 years ago?
So I don't go on TikTok. As I always say, I don't like the comments, so I don't look. My friend sent me a comment on the Scally post, which said, yeah, that short little rat-looking one that Lauren was with a few years ago. Did he even have a todger? And I just thought, I wish you'd seen that. I would love to send that to him.
And he was disgusting.
Lives in like Brazil now.
Okay, bye.
Somewhere like
right.
that.
Right. You fuckers. You
dirty
people,
little.
If you go to Tesco on your lunch break, let's talk meal deals.
I do.
We used to go to Sainsbury's actually.
Depends which one I wanted.
We used to have... Actually, there was... Then a Tesco
both.
Came.
There was both. There was a Sainos and then you carry on and there was a Tesco as well.
So me and Lauren used to work on Deansgate in a building that's practically next door to China White.
Part of the same building, isn't it?
Part of the same building. And if you know where that is, there's that Sainsbury's local and then there's Tesco. So every lunch break, I would often bring my food or something...
Your mum used to make your peanut butter a sandwich.
That's not very nutritional.
Her mum used to pack her a peanut butter sandwich. I remember being like, what is that? And you were like, it's my peanut butter sandwich.
And
my God, I need to tell you something. We're going to put this picture up. Right, so I've been meaning to say this for ages. I updated my phone when I got a new phone. And now the first thing is, for some reason, I have got... So many phone numbers of people I do not want on there.
Same. So I'll go in. Thousands of from people years ago.
But what's happened to your picture, Ashley, is it's one of your old pictures.
I'm scared.
I don't know how to show it, though. Right, look. I'm going to have to go over to her. Is that you at Maya? Yeah. Is that you at work?
Yeah.
It won't let me show you. I can't zoom in. So
I'm on the phone.
That picture comes up.
That's
I'm
so weird.
I'm going to try and get it bigger for you guys because you must have thought, what was going through your head when you made that your picture on?
I don't think I've ever made that.
Well, you have,
picture.
And I know what it was. It was look at me in my office.
I must have been like dating
track.
A businessman yes. or something.
Yes, if I can get that bigger,
make myself look clever.
I will absolutely.
Right,
put that
so
in
meal
there.
Deals. Yeah. So basically, we all know what a meal deal is. Basically, £3, £5 now.
I think it's like £4
it's probably about
now.
Fucking ten and a half. It's about three.
So you pay a set amount, and for a meal deal, it consists of a drink,
a sandwich,
a snacky snack, and your main.
And your butty.
Your sandwich. What are you going for?
Two different options.
No, one. Go.
No, I can't.
One. Go.
Okay. Tuna mayo, with tuna and sweet corn. Kettle chips, salt and vinegar,
the
crisps,
blue ones, yeah.
The blue ones, and I never ever got the drink. If I did, I'd get a water and give it to someone in the office. I don't drink water. And I used to make the girls go and get me one, and if it was wrong and they got the wrong type of crisps, I wouldn't even eat it. I'd go fucking nuts.
I would be similar. I'd be a tuna salad vibe.
And, did you hear the sigh that just came out of Lucas?
A Diet Coke or a Coke Zero. And... I quite like a packet of Quavers.
Oh, that's
they've got the lowest calories in them as well.
Yeah. Do you not think that when you've got a hangover, the best meal deal is a ham and cheese sandwich?
No.
No, I would never eat supermarket ham. That's behaviour.
Really?
Yes.
Fucking
Really?
Yes.
I love... What about ham and cheese baguette?
Ham.
Oh, no. I don't give it the kids anymore, but...
Ham is a grade one carcinogenic now.
Mine is really a go-to egg and bacon sandwich.
Oh, you fucking scruff.
Beef monster munch. Or a protein yogurt, and then the My Protein, is it Jimmy's drink. Iced coffee?
Mm.
Lucas.
That's giving 3,000 calories.
Well, I don't have it often.
What? I absolutely love Monster Munch.
Love Monster Munch.
I like Flaming Hot or Pickled Onion.
You know, I was in
onion.
The range the other day because they sell all the Spanish cleaning products there now.
Oh, are you into that as well?
Really into it. The floor cleaner, nothing else smells like the floor cleaner.
I don't clean my floor, so...
If you've got a nice floor, you know, when you walk in my house and you always go, it smells nice. Because I clean my floor every day.
Do you clean your own floor?
Yes. When the kids have gone, I clean the floor.
James does now and again. Having
a clean floor really makes me feel like my shit is together. Okay. And they had Space Raiders crisps. Do you remember that?
And Tangy Toms.
So, Lucas, what got voted, the reason why we're talking about meal deals is because this week we found out what got voted the nation's number one meal deal.
Right, what is it? So you mean, Lukey?
So it's the chicken club sandwich with a fucking egg.
What?
And Red Bull.
England.
I don't believe that. People get an egg as a side. Egg. One egg.
Northern Ireland. It's a chicken goujon wrap, which I've never seen before.
Oh,
it's
I like
amazing.
The sound of that.
Pepsi and then egg again.
What? I don't believe people are going buying an egg.
And then Wales and Scotland, they both love a ham no mayo.
Whoa!
In Wales, it's a flame grilled steak McCoy's. Great shout. Scotland, it's a salt and malt vinegar McCoy's. And then they both like Coke as well.
Right. Can we just talk about how in England, Red Bull has overtaken Coke? That's mental.
Why? Why has that happened? Not
one
of them got
a
water.
Do you think a lot of construction workers getting
absolutely.
Or Uber drivers?
I think it's construction workers.
So, yeah, it must be construction workers or Uber drivers. Ed only started drinking coffee about 6 years ago. Before that, so Ed was a truck driver. A tramper is called, actually.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. A tramper, where he lived in his truck. 5 days on, 5 days off, he'd do.
Wow. That's disgusting.
No, he said he wants to start doing
I bet
it
he
again.
Does 5 days away from the fucking kids. Yeah, I might be a tramper.
Well, didn't you say that he's still got his license and every now and then he does one because he loves
it?
Yeah, he loves it. I remember.
So when he was tramping, as long as you stop and
dogging,
have your
tramping.
Breaks and you get your shit to the destination on time, you do you. So often at night, the roads are clearer, so you can drive.
So you'd get on with it
a
bit more at night.
And he didn't drink coffee, so he would only drink Lucozade and Red Bull. And now his teeth are absolutely fucked. They're
enamel.
They're just fucked. He's got a gold tooth.
My mum's got a gold tooth.
Because you said something about his teeth were that gone that they were we could put a crown on it. But
and
it
do you think it's from the sugar then?
They said 100% any truck drivers or people in jobs
Trumpers.
Like you that didn't drink coffee. Because me and you as well, we'd have a little cough, or a brew, a pick-me-up. He couldn't have that.
So instead
he
had something
drink,
else.
And when I was pregnant with Teddy, I had really low blood pressure and I kept fainting.
Mm.
And the dentist was talking to me and she was like, I know Lucozade is the only thing that can sort you out when you feel like that. So I used to have to carry.
Absolutely.
Lucozade Sport. Yeah, I used to have to carry a Lucozade Sport in my handbag all the time. And she was like, but when you drink Lucozade, drink it all in one go.
Oh.
And then brush your teeth. Because if you have one sip, stays on your teeth.
And then you have
another sip, stays on your teeth.
Or could you do this?
Yeah.
we'll use that as the freeze frame for the thumbnail.
So it didn't touch your teeth.
Anyway, we've rambled. Should we do a little dilemma?
I really want a sandwich now. What about ham and cheese toasty?
Oh, yeah.
See, why will you have that? Why will all of you have that? But you won't have a meal deal ham and cheese sandwich. Ham and cheese toasty is elite. Have you ever had a cheese and bean one? Head blown. Fucking gorgeous. No?
You call that a Rochdale Barnet, don't you?
Rochdale Barnet. Right. Anyway, we've got a dilemma. And it's not about sandwiches.
Go on.
Guys, I have a friend who's going through a breakup, but has lied to me the past year about being with her ex, who was a toxic loser. I thought the last year she was single. Anyway, she's heartbroken all over again and doesn't have any mates but me. So she's leaning on me so bad. I feel mentally exhausted. I don't know how I'm supposed to help her anymore. She's devastated, but I also feel so heavy. And usually I wouldn't mind advising, but it half feels like she picks and chooses when it suits her, when she wants to be with me and be my friend, and it's when there's not a man in the picture. I think that's really common. I have a friend who is a good friend, and this isn't like a you know, a negative thing against her, but she has been with someone on and off for years who absolutely shouldn't be with. And eventually you do get tired of giving the same advice. And I'm quite open about that. So it got to a point where I was like, I am not talking with you about this anymore. You know my views. You know my thoughts.
It's boring.
We've gone in circles. If you want to entertain this any longer, I can't give you any more of me. Because when you give people advice, so James always says to me, my phone is like a fucking hotline. It's like a dilemma hotline. And I'll be listening to it and he'll be like, who's that now? And I'll be like, oh, such and such is asking me advice about that. And he always says to me, stop. Stop giving so much access and so much advice to everybody, because it brings you down.
Yeah, it takes your energy.
To reply to them and to give them. And he said 9 times out of 10, they're going to go back anyway. So give it up. But then at the same time, I also think there's been times when I have done exactly what this girl is doing. And I've gone back and I've made the mistakes. And I needed a friend there to still listen to me. Do you know? So I'm grateful for the friends that stuck around when I made multiple mistakes.
Listen, I think as you get older, you recognise that more. However, when you are younger and you don't recognise that more and you don't have as much of your own shit going on, it is really frustrating having people around you like
with
that.
With the same shit.
Yeah, and as well, they'll drop you at the last minute if they get a better offer, i.e. an offer from their guy or the guy. And you think, are you fucking joking?
Yeah, they've been texting you every day, like ringing you, and then it stops.
I think, just like Lauren said, protect your energy and, you know, win-win situation where you might be at a lost end of what to do on a certain evening and she wants to...
Use it for that.
Fine, use her for that, but don't invest any more precious time in it.
Yeah, maybe give her one last, like, this is what I think, this is your advice.
Sounds like she won't listen.
Yeah, it does. And sometimes, though, you have to work things out yourself. Your friend can tell you the same thing again and again and again. But until you have gone through the motions, fucked up a million times, when you are ready, you will get on with it. So actually, you're probably not helping her that much anyway.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit selfish to me on the friend's side. Mm-hmm. So just like that dilemma, we want more of them. We want you to get in touch. You can email us, you can DM us, you can message us on Patreon if you're part of that community. If you click on our link, all the ways to contact us are on there. We've got WhatsApp, we've got email, the lot. So tell us your dilemmas, tell us your concerns, tell us your opinions.
Exactly.
And we can talk about it.
Like we always say, we need you guys for the podcast.
Yeah.
And we need you to subscribe to our YouTube.
Yeah,
head over there now, have a look. Honestly, if you really feel like part of it, watching it on YouTube,
and you can see, so sometimes
we give each other a look. Yeah,
and Lucas tries to edit things because he doesn't want to get anyone in trouble, but you can see when we talk about someone the side eye, and you know what we're really thinking. Also, if you want more, Apple subs, Patreon. Get on
Patreon.
Oh my god,
has been popping this
week. Ashley, the Patreon meetup.
We're doing an event.
So it's gone now. It's sold, and we did it on Patreon. So we're going to Craft and Common in Lim, and we're doing a pottery thing. So a couple of hours, we get to meet all. We're pottering.
That's what Saskia
we get to meet
it.
All the Patreon girls. We're going to do a competition for the best nip tuck pottery, and it literally everyone bought the ticket straight away because we just did it over there. So we're going to get to meet like 50 of you all.
Yeah,
we're really excited.
And
that's in Feb. So yeah, Patreon for all the extra nip tuck, and you can get your extra bonus episode filmed as well. So you can watch us.
Bye, guys.
See you later.